Hey, just a quick warning. Once again, this week's podcast contains some very, very sensitive stuff. There's some conversation here about John Wayne Gacy and serial killing and murder and mayhem. Please make sure you exercise discretion while you listen. Listen carefully and cautiously. Well, hello and welcome to Radio. I'm your host, Ray Weaver. I missed you last week because I had eye surgery. I'm not allowed to look at screens. I'm really not supposed to be looking at screens now, but I can't go anywhere because if I go outside, I will scare small children and dogs because my eyes are stitched up and swollen. I look like a Halloween version of something from, you know, The Nightmare Before Christmas or something like that. It's pretty scary looking. My eyes are also quite bruised, top and bottom. I won't go into the details of what's going on, but I have to have my eyes, both of them, fixed. And the doctor thought the best course of action was to do both at the same time. So there you go. And I'm recording this without really kind of trying to look at screens and follow along with the recording. So there may be some attendant weirdness, but I wanted to get back to work and do something because, quite honestly, friends, I'm going crazy sitting around doing nothing. So here we go. We're going to do a radio. But this is going to be something a little bit different. I'm going to tell you a story, and it's not a happy story. And again, here at the beginning, I want to give a little bit of a warning. As we talk about a lot on this program, one of my jobs, one of my principal jobs in my life has been as a radio announcer, a radio journalist, a news guy. And I've done it in a lot of different formats. I was also a disc jockey, a DJ, a radio announcer, as they prefer to be called these days. But I was a disc jockey because I played discs. I played records, and it was fun. You would go in and you would pick out your own records from the stacks of wax that were around. We had a wooden cabinet on the wall, which had separation up here. You had all 45s, 45 RPM records. And you had country here and new releases over here and stuff that people had brought in, because in those days, people could bring in their own records and you could listen to them and say, yeah, I'll give that a spin, or say, yeah, I might give that a try. And then when they left, you would go, no, not going to happen. But those days are over. Everything is like everything else in this world, homogenized and formatted and clear channeled, and everything is decided before the DJ even gets on the air. Hell, these days, DJs don't even do anything. The computer does it all. The computer drops in the liners. And basically, my last radio job at a major market, I literally just sat there and watched the computer do everything for pretty much the entire 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 hour nightmare long shift. And every once in a while, literally maybe once, maybe twice an hour, I got to read a live promo of something that might be happening and maybe introduce a upcoming 3, 5, 12, 47, 366 in a row. And that was radio. And I said, no way. That's not why I got into this. But that last station, I was doing overnights and still had to clear the wire, still had to check out the news. And that's where we come to this little story. And it's not exactly a pleasant one, because I have this idea. I think a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned the fascination that people have with true crime podcasts and true crime TV shows and crime in general and serial killers in general. And I was kind of puzzling over it. I was puzzling over why we, and I say we because I do as well. I think that probably a good 50% of my listening to podcasts has always been that sort of thing. I share Stephen King's fascination with those sorts of things. I share a lot of people's fascinations with those sorts of things. Not, I don't think, in any macabre way. I have no desire to participate. I have no desire to become one of those folks, but I wonder why. I wonder what it is. I search myself and the podcast and the books and the news reports for information as to why this happens. Why are we fascinated? What do we want to know? What don't we know? And I don't have an answer. I mean, I really do not have an answer to that question. It's a question that I've puzzled over many years. Now, it's interesting that I like the podcast. I like the books. I like a certain number of the programs, TV programs, television. Is that what you call it now? I don't know. The broadcast programs that have pictures. I like a certain number of those, but I don't like gore. I despise gore. I despise any kind of gratuitous violence being portrayed either as an audio file or especially as video. It's something that I don't find necessary. I can certainly understand the story, experience the story, get everything I need to get out of the story without someone splattering imitation, real, or pig blood all over the place. Now, if it moves the story along, sure. In a movie about Stephen King's Carrie, they have to drop buckets of pig blood on Carrie because that's what happens in the damn book, so it has to happen. Gratuitous violence, nah, I can see it better in my own head than some hack director can create. But I am fascinated by the stories. And as usual, I'm digressing and wobbling all over the place because I, you know, that's what I do. I never plan these things out. I just start talking. But this is kind of planned, a little bit more planned in some ways to rest my weary peepers and to ask you a question, those of you that listen. I have a question because talking about crime and true crime and that sort of thing, and then as you guys know, or should know after all this time, I'm a musician and a songwriter. Now, I have this bizarre idea, and let me preface this by saying that my wife thinks I'm nuts and thinks it's a really, really bad idea, as she says, that doesn't add anything positive to the world. So my idea is this. Why not a short podcast, a short program that talks about a true crime incident, a serial killer, a crime, an accident, something that happened, and then inside of or as part of the podcast, I make up a song about it. Now, they won't be happy-go-lucky sing-along songs that you're going to put on at your next party, but these things happen, and there's a long tradition in country music, especially with the Banks of the Ohio and Wreck on the Highway and a lot of other stuff, where songs have been written about very tragic occurrences, Long Black Veil, and people seem to like them. They seem to carry some weight. They go through generations. Springsteen has a Wreck on the Highway, which is sort of similar to the Roy Acuff song of the same. And then, of course, there's the Knoxville Girl. There's a lot of those songs out there. I thought, because maybe I'm taking a lot of pain medication, that it might be an interesting idea for me to do something similar, because I've actually had the experience of having a very, very horrible news story come into my head, and then I made up a song about it. Now, this happened years ago, in 1978, when I was working at a radio station in Baltimore, Maryland. I was doing the overnights. Now, I wasn't the news guy at the time, but I've always been the DJ that would go into the newsroom and clear the wire and read the stuff just because I'm interested in news. I'm interested in what's going on. So I'm working at a station in Baltimore, major market radio station, and I go in, and all of a sudden, this is March of 1978, the information about John Wayne Gacy starts coming over the wire. Now, Gacy was arrested for the sexual assault of a teenage boy, and during the course of this investigation, police got a search warrant for his place. It was in Chicago. Norwood Park was the suburb. And while searching the property, they made a shocking discovery. The bodies of 29 young men and boys buried in the crawl space beneath Gacy's house. Now, I'm reading this again overnight in a dark, semi-dark radio studio alone. I'm by myself here. And these bodies have been wrapped up and buried in shallow graves. The smell of the decomposition, I can't even imagine. And the sight of so many bodies in one location, horrific. Again, I'm by myself. I'm reading this. And the reports just keep coming. The police search the property. They keep looking around. They find more bodies. I think they got up to like 33 or 34. And of course, that makes Gacy maybe the most prolific serial killer in U.S. history. All night long, heavy machinery using to excavate the crawl space. And actually, the process took days, I think. I'm there that night reading about it. And then all the evidence is trying to be preserved. The bodies are trying to be preserved so people can contact next of kin. Once they were recovered, they were taken to the morgue. And most of the victims apparently had been strangled with a rope or a belt. Some of the victims sexually assaulted and then murdered. Again, the discovery of so many bodies in one location was a shock to the entire nation. And because Gacy used to dress up as a clown, you may or may not know this. I'm sure a lot of you do. This was also the story that inspired Stephen King's evil clown in It. Because he used to go around doing kids' parties dressed as a clown, and then he was, a serial killer. So that inspired King, and the whole thing being there by myself at night, it freaked me out. And I just started thinking, what kind of person, what kind of mind, what kind of psyche, how does this happen? How does this happen? And the thought that came to me that time was, this person has to have an empty soul. And so I made up a song called Empty Soul about it.
I was born with an empty soul. I was born with an empty soul. Well, I was born with an empty soul. You touch my heart, I'll stop yours cold. I was born with an empty soul. This life ain't no friend of mine. This life ain't no friend of mine. This life ain't no friend of mine. Look into my eyes, I'll strike you blind. This life ain't no friend of mine. Understand the killing man. Well, I understand the killing man. Well, I understand a killing man in the shadows with his knife in his hand. I understand a killing man. I've forgotten how to pray. Well, I've forgotten how to pray. Well, I've forgotten how to pray. Never did no damn good anyway. I've forgotten how to pray. Now I was born with an empty soul. I was born with an empty soul. I was born with an empty soul. You touch my heart, I'll stop yours cold. I was born with an empty soul.
And so here's my question. Here's my question to you. Is my very wise wife, correct? I mean, am I, you know, completely off the beam here thinking anybody would want to listen to something like this? To an entire program. It's basically based on me finding stories, which are not, unfortunately, hard to find, about crimes and different events that are probably not very uplifting, and then making up a song about it and making that the show. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. My wife thinks I'm crazy. A couple of other people I've mentioned too. What? Yeah, man, do it. But the thing is, now, and this is the deal, it's very labor intensive. I mean, these songs are just not going to pop off my head as I'm walking down the street. I'm going to have to find the story, and then I'm going to have to sit down and dig into it, and then I'm going to have to make up something about it. I have some stories about some things that have occurred in my own life that are pretty dark, pretty sad, and have some weight to them. And there are some songs that sort of relate to that. So there's a certain small, very small catalog of things. But in a large sense, it would be something new. And I guess the question that I have is, would anybody listen to it? Would it be worth doing? I mean, making up a song, creating a song, writing something is always worth doing. I didn't get into this primarily because I wanted to have, you know, people go, oh, man, you're making money. I do it because I do it. And I'm going to probably write songs anyway that have to do with serious subjects. I'm working on one right now. In fact, I'm working on a new song that I hope to finish soon. My writing process is much slower than it used to be, I'll be honest with you. I've been working on this one for a while. And it's about small towns and small town kids doing dumb stuff that gets them killed, mostly involving drinking and driving. Because that really happened in my life, and it happened in a lot of our lives. And so I've got a song that I'm working on about that. Sometimes I write upbeat, positive songs, as I was constantly advised to do when I was in Nashville. But sometimes life is not always upbeat, positive. Sometimes it's downbeat, negative. And if you're going to take a real look at the real world, I think maybe you need to do that. So I don't know. I don't know. I would love to hear what you think. If you comment on any of my podcasts or any of the things that I do, I would really like to hear your opinion of this particular little project that I may or may not include in this pod, or I may do a new one. I don't know. But as I said, I'm going stir crazy. I can't really look at this screen too much longer, so this is going to be kind of a short one today. But my name is Ray Weaver. The podcast, for the time being, is called Radio. I love getting your comments and questions and talking to you. It should be a dialogue, not a monologue. Please get in touch. Don't forget, if you hear this on the radio, tell the people that are running the radio thing, hey, we like that guy. And if you hear it as a podcast, make sure you give it a 5-star review and talk about how wonderful it is and how good you think I smell and how handsome I am. And don't forget, I have a book out there called A Father's Heart. It's available at Amazon as a paperback and also as an audiobook. And as I always say, that's the best version because it has songs and stories. And you can just pop it on your head and walk around and listen to it, much like you're doing right now. This is Radio. My name is Ray Weaver. Thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with the shorter version. And I'll be back to the full format as soon as I can see better. We'll see you soon.